Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Renovations continue here at Casa de Tenkar. Painting is pretty much wrapped up. Flooring starts going in tomorrow, so if today's Thursday, that's Friday. Should be wrapped up with the flooring by Saturday, odds and ends on Sunday, and by Monday or Sunday night, in time for Game of Thrones, I'll have my living room back. Woohoo! So what do we got today? A little birdie sent me an email, which was a forward of an email from 2008. Sent Thursday, March 13th, 2008, at approximately 10:59 a.m. from Stephen, troll at trollord.com. Subject, R.E. Yergsberg. Hey, folks, we proceed apace with all things. Jeffrey has agreed to take on the job as project manager, and we'll have Luke Gygax to oversee us all for content and the like, Jeffrey being Jeff Talanian. What are we talking about? We're talking about Yergsberg, Castle Zagig. This was Gary's little project, or large project. Huge team involved in this, getting out what was basically Castle Gygax, published by Trollord Games for Castles and Crusades. Going back to the email. As Gary would want it, full steam. I am behind a bit on the printing this week and will print Moatgate next week. If we want a tribute in the front of the module, we need to go ahead and get her done, as they say. I really think each of you should write your own tribute for your book, send it to Peter, and we'll put it in the title page. Don, you can send yours directly to me. Thanks, guys. Steve. That would be Steve Chenault. So, I already posted this on the blog side, but interesting comment was made by none other than Luke Gygax in the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community in regards to this. Luke, from earlier today, Gil spiked everything, claiming that the agreements were lopsided. She expected some huge paycheck from another company instead. She simply destroyed the last several years of my dad's work. It's lost forever now. Now, you can take that literally as what Luke is saying, but take it a little bit further. She expected a huge paycheck from another company. Why? If this is the contract that Gary signed, if these dollars and cents were okay for Gary, why were they not okay for Gail? Because Gail worked on the wrong assumption that dead Gary's work, her dead husband's work, was going to be more valuable now that he was dead. You know, him actually being alive was a detriment, she thought, to the value of his work. Well, I got news for her. She hasn't made a penny off this work in the years since, right? 2008. It's 11 years. You know, she's on the hook for anywhere from $300,000 to millions of dollars in this Tom DeSanto lawsuit. But interesting, right? I personally think it's interesting. It's so interesting that my secret bird has told me that I should be getting more emails from this project dating back to 2008, maybe earlier, maybe some insights into what Gary's plans were. I'm going to be getting access to these emails and I will share them with you all. Of course, I will be redacting non-corporate email addresses from these conversations, but I think it's important to see if we can divine Gary's intentions and how it's quite possible Gail did not follow along. Again, I find I find stuff like that to be very interesting. Now, on another front, I assume most of my listeners remember the Gen Con incident with Jeremy Hambly and Matt Fantastic, where Jeremy got assaulted outside of a bar located, I guess, on the Gen Con strip. And I think I saw that he literally got blindsided by Matt, who struck him in the face and then ran off. Well, there has been some resolution to this. Apparently, they have come to an agreement. And on the Quarterings YouTube channel, you see Matt Hambly make a statement, and then Jeremy makes a statement, and they're both statements that are prepared. And there's also apparently a non-disclosure part of this agreement between the two of them, which I would find very interesting to know about, but I know we're not going to. So a resolution to a lawsuit going back to an incident last summer. Not the lawsuit you might have thought I'd be talking about, but interesting nonetheless. All right, folks. As always, stay safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, roll them well. I will talk with you all tomorrow. Oh, I almost forgot. Yes, we're going to resume, our fireside chats, the interview series. That should be coming back maybe as early as Sunday, crossing my fingers. We were trying to reschedule things this week, and again, with the renovations, that shit just was not happening. I apologize. I apologize to anybody who got caught with a reschedule that became a reschedule after having been rescheduled probably months ago. It literally is when you have renovations going on at your house. It wasn't just not the lack of the internet. It's the accompanying noise. It's not like I am literally in the room next to where the work is going. And it just was not feasible. So this should be wrapping up by the end of the weekend. And Fireflies will be back on the agenda. I'm looking forward to them. I hope you are too. So on that note, later, folks.